each week during the winter season. We're going to have Matt Erickson on, the head coach of the Albert Lea boys hockey team. They had kicked off their season on Tuesday, a game you heard on Kate Radio, a section opponent, a rematch of last year's section semifinals. Albert Lea won that matchup last year 4-3. This year, a 1-0 victory as Coach Erickson joins us. And, Coach, a good afternoon and congrats on the opening night win on Tuesday.
Well, good afternoon, Aaron. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, let's kind of break down the game. And again, just the one goal that was scored in the first period. I want to break it down kind of by periods. In that first period, you could tell that maybe both teams, take that back, you could tell that both teams were playing their first game of the season because it maybe wasn't the smoothest hockey in the first 17 minutes. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I think, anytime you're getting put in that setting as far as the first game at home, I think there was a little bit of jitters on our behalf, and that's no excuse because I thought we had a pretty good week of practice up until that point. I think both teams struggled, generating a whole lot of offense, frankly, based on what the shots were in the first period. But, yeah, I mean, a little sluggish start on both sides.
Well, let's talk about the lone goal that came in the first period that turned out to be the game winner. Spencer Van Beek, the junior, gets a pass from Max Edwin. He just races down the ice from one circle right in front and beats the goaltender. Talk about the only goal that took place on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, the only goal on our side, right? Spencer made a really nice play, finding some open area to across basically from the weak side of the ice, and we've been working on that quite a bit. And Spencer's a guy that has some speed and can stretch out the zone. So Max made a nice play to him. He took it down the right side. And if one move that Spencer's really good at is the exact one that he scored on and kind of had the goalie moving and tucked it on the strong side, and we're up 1-0. So give Spencer a lot of credit. In the first period and actually throughout the game, I thought he was one of our better wingers on Tuesday. And, the kids put in the hard work in the offseason, and it's showing right now.
Now, Matt, going into the second period, we noticed during the broadcast, it seemed like your team picked up the physicality a little more in the second and third period. Was that something that was talked about during the first intermission?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, one thing I thought we were gripping sticks a little tight with pucks. They were bouncing. We were throwing pucks around a little bit. And the best way to snap out of some of those jitters in that case is start to get the physicality built up. So I said, let's bring it to a new level. And they did that, and our forecheck got better. And I think, the piece of it that helps is, we're a veteran-laden team. And guys are big and strong, and I think we started to wear them down a little bit in that second period. And our I don't know if I'd necessarily call them our second line, but the Max Edwin line, Spencer Van Beek, who we talked about, and Eli Ferris, they started really putting pressure on their D, and that was one of our key factors in the game. And the physicality piece of it for us is one of our attributes, right? So we're when you're old, like a senior laden team, and not to take away from our junior or sophomore class because they were physical as well, but we start to wear teams out.
Yeah, you could tell that, and you could definitely tell that you guys were running more skaters out there than Rochester Lord. And yeah, like you mentioned, they definitely wear down late in this game. We do have to talk about the two goaltenders. Again, we're recapping a 1-0 win against Rochester Lord on Tuesday. Xander Carter-Kleven with 33 saves for them. Dakota Yonke, 20 saves for your team. Two of the best of goaltenders in the section, and they definitely showed it the other night.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk about our goalie first. Our senior Dakota Yonke played a phenomenal game. Really, I mean, with the penalty at the end of the game, with a couple of the saves he made in the second frame, he played well. And, as we look at our goalie situation and given Dakota the start as a senior, he earned that going into the game. Obviously, that was the right choice, right, at this juncture. And give the kid from Lewis credit. Holy cow, I mean, he made some big saves. We probably didn't finish the way that I think we can and will in the future. Got a little bit up to a slow start, made him look probably a little better, but he was good. You know, and we knew that going in, like the kid, he was a Minnesota high performance kid in the off season, which, you know, I get adds some credibility to his game, but you can obviously see why he's one of the better goalies in Section 1A, that's for sure.
1-0 win on Tuesday. Matt, we should mention, you talked about the major penalty at the end of the game. 3+ minutes of 5-on-4 skating for them. Eventually 6-on-4 skating when they pulled the goaltender. Talk about the final couple of minutes. You mentioned a Yonke making some big saves. It definitely was a little nerve-wracking there at the end.
Yeah, I would, to say the least, right? So it's hard on a coach's ticker when things like that go down. Yeah, I mean, our penalty kill, and give these guys credit, you know, we got, you know, 6 to 8 guys that have been in this system, you know, a lot of them, Joseph, Tim, Jagger Larson, Josh Behrens, Max Edwin, you know, Jack Ladley, Eli Ferris, I could keep going. These guys that have, you know our penalty kill and know our system, know how it works. And, you know, we were fortunate, really. Anytime you face that in any given game or stretch of a game, especially towards the end of the game when you're up one goal and they can, you know, add another player, you know, it was tough, but we didn't break. And Dakota made some phenomenal saves during that stretch that really, you know, helped us out and we were able to kill it off. And, you know, credit to that group for buying into the system that we know that's successful. And, yeah, we came out unscathed, thank God.
1-0 on the season, 1-0 win on Tuesday. Matt Erickson, head coach of Tiger Boys Hockey. And, Matt, before I let you go, let's talk about a trip you guys are taking this weekend. Hibbing-Chisholm is the opponent tomorrow night, that game in Hibbing. Then you get Rock Ridge on Saturday in Eveleth. That's a 3 o'clock start. I assume everybody's taking off tomorrow. Give us kind of a preview of what's coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing this up, Aaron. So yeah, we're ecstatic. We're going to practice, Thursday afternoon and get ready to go up to Hibbing tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. We hop on the bus to make the trip up north and we're really looking forward to playing two caliber teams from the Iron Range that, you know, are very historic programs in historic venues. Something that we want to build off of, not only for this year, but for the future to kind of give our kids a really valuable experience with regards to an overnight stay and playing in some barns that, you know, typically you won't ever get to play in again. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. It's been a work in progress for quite some time since early 2022 to make this happen. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to our boosters to really give them credit for, you know, the approval to make this happen. And we're really looking forward to it. And, you know, it's going to be a good test for us these next couple nights here.
Now, Matt, I know when Roy Nystrom was the head coach, this was something he liked to do with a couple of teams up north. And you guys would go up there and then they would come down here. Is that kind of what you're looking at, keeping this going where 1 year you go up there and then 1 year they come down here?
Well, good question, Aaron. You know, first and foremost, we got to go up and compete, right? So the way the scheduling and to get teams like this caliber on your schedule, you have to be able to be competitive. So ideally, that's the plan. And our kids know this, and it'll be talked about today and tomorrow and Saturday. Ideally, that's what we'd like to do. Some things got to fall in line, you know, basically to help secure some of that plan. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Matt Erickson, head coach, Upper Lee Boys Hockey Team, 1-0 on the season at Hibbing-Chisholm tomorrow night and then Saturday afternoon against Rock Ridge. We'll talk to Amanda next Thursday to recap of those two games and talk about their next Big Nine matchup. Actually, I should say their first Big Nine matchup of the season Thursday, week from today, when they host Rochester Century. Matt, thank you so much for the time. Have a safe and fun trip up this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Aaron. I appreciate the coverage, and you take care.